Good morning. It's Thursday, August 13, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Brain aging takes center stage today. Nature reports on a controversial Alzheimer's lymphatic surgery claimed to reverse symptoms, and new Cornell Medicine research shows how senescent immune cells actively drive cognitive decline. Nature Medicine delivers a pointed critique of the supplement space, revealing new data showing blood NAD plus levels don't actually decline with age, challenging the premise behind one of the field's most popular interventions. A landmark Lancet RCT finds that cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia measurably slows biological aging pace, while a UC Berkeley team's cheap three-drug senolytic cocktail extends lifespan in old mice. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline: a controversial Alzheimer's surgery claims to reverse symptoms. Here's what scientists know. According to Nature, a surgical procedure targeting the brain's lymphatic drainage system is generating both extraordinary excitement and pointed scientific skepticism after surgeons reported apparent reversal of Alzheimer's symptoms in select patients. This is the one to read today. Senescent brain immune cells secrete a protein that damages surrounding neurons, from Cornell Chronicle. While Cornell Medicine researchers have identified that senescent microglia, brain-resident immune cells that have reached a burned-out, old-age state, secrete a specific protein that causes measurable dysfunction in neighboring neurons and other brain cells. Poor sleep enlarges a key brain structure tied to neurodegeneration, from Alzheimer's and dementia. A study from the IGNITE study published in Alzheimer's and Dementia finds that older adults with poor sleep quality have significantly greater choroid plexus volume, and that enlargement of this structure is linked to neuroinflammation, neurodegeneration, and cognitive deficits. In supplement news, Nature Medicine: anti-aging supplements need less hype and far more clinical evidence, from Nature Medicine. A sharply worded commentary in Nature Medicine argues that clinical evidence for anti-aging treatments in humans remains sparse, and specifically calls out NAD plus supplementation, noting that a recent study found blood NAD plus levels remain stable and do not decline with aging, undermining the core rationale for supplementing it. From the research desk, a cheap three-drug cocktail exploits senescent cells' metabolic weakness, and old mice live longer. From UC Berkeley. UC Berkeley researchers combined two inexpensive, widely available metabolic drugs, dichloroacetate and metformin, with a tenfold reduced dose of the experimental senolytic navitoclax to create a three-drug cocktail called DMA. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.